Folks, this is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video. Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Technorama brought to you in 1200 baud.
That was 56K.
Oh.
I was thinking of 3 or 12 originally.
I didn't hear the compression tones kick in.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the listener feedback show, if there was any listener feedback, for Monday, June, 29th.
So, end of the month.
2009. Did you get your tax extension done?
Oops.
I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, and with me, as always, is the man on the other end of the microphone, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm good, man. I'm doing really good. Real good. I promise.
All right. As I mentioned, we didn't get a whole lot of listener feedback. We got a couple of emails that we replied to instantaneously, and we appreciate your feedback. If you want to get a hold of us for this and our other part of our show, the main part, which comes out on Wednesdays or Thursdays or whenever Craig can get to it.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah. Stuff comes up, doesn't it?
I'm doing the best I can.
Then let us know. You can email us, technorama@chuckchat.com, or call the listener line, 206-222-2428. We'd be happy to hear from you. This show is brought to you by GoToMyPC. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days by going to gotomypc.com/techpodcasts. You can easily take control of a remote PC, hopefully yours, just via your web browser. No need for all kinds of complicated mumbo-jumbo VPN key fob routers and technical hoo-ha. Just go to gotomypc.com/techpodcast for your free 30-day trial. It's there waiting for your happiness.
Hey, Chuck's like the guy in the commercials, and this from a real doctor.
I'm not an IT guy, and I don't play one on TV.
Dr. Tomasi says.
This is the part where, you see, what happened, if you're just joining Technorama, is we put this weekly show to bed for a while, about a year ago, a little over a year ago, and then just brought it out of mothballs, and the listener
like
feedback
the
hasn't spun up.
Now, like the Enterprise.
Yeah. That could be good or that could be bad, you know.
Yeah.
Because we used to get a lot of our feedback on corrections. People would flame us on a lot of things.
I guess we're just right about everything now.
That's right. Yeah. So in lieu of listener feedback, we've been sticking in odd bits and things. A couple of weeks ago, we had Vernon Wilmer, the Borg drone from Star Trek Experience, share his experience with us, and kind of stuck in a last minute one here for this week. We've got something that listener Jorga over in Belgium sent to us, the 5 tips on proper geek male maintenance, which I thought was worth going over since a lot of our listeners are males. And if you're not, if you're female and
welcome.
Look, it's a girl.
We understand why you're keeping yourself secret and quiet, but you'll be attacked by the rest of the males.
This is useful information, and I hope we can find a counterpart to this for the females so all the guys know how to treat a woman, if you don't already.
A geek chick.
Rule number one. Let's just jump right into it. Rule number one. Geek males often work in fields that cause them to have to think a great deal and work long or irregular hours. This generally results in what I call hurty brain. I should say this is from geekgirldiva.entertainmentearth.com. We'll put a link in the show notes or somewhere on the website to point to this. We appreciate her loaning this to us. But I like the hurdy brain thing. And then there's a quote that says, "Hurdy brain stems from the repeated misfiring of synapses that occurs when a question is asked of a geek that is light years behind what they specialize in." Yeah, I think we all get this, don't we?
Yeah, I didn't really call it hurdy brain, but yeah.
Talking to them when they are fresh off dealing with raging stupid, in quotes, is likely a bad idea, as they aren't always able to distinguish you from the enemy while suffering from hurty brain.
They got confused?
The solution here is crack them a beer or pour them a glass of whatever they prefer and let them be for a while, giving them time to read web comics or kill a few things on the PS3, lets them unwind, allows the brain to repair itself, and gives the beast within time to settle down. You know, that's not far from the truth.
No, it's not far from the truth. And you know what? I wish I could do that and recover from hurdy brain at work.
I often get this while I'm trying to focus on something, and then Donna will come up and ask me about a family vacation. It's like, I'm trying to program our ACD at work.
I know there's been lots of times I'm like, people start talking to me. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I just agreed to, like, you know, take over something or.
Idiot.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, got $1 million you can let me borrow? Yeah, okay, okay, wait a minute. Just a minute.
And then they come back to you and say, well, don't you remember you agreed to have the whole new system up and running by Monday? Yeah. When was this?
Reet.
All right, number two, geek males need playtime.
Of course.
Amen, bro.
Yes.
Whether it's Xbox, Warcraft, or building PCs from parts, geek guys need time to engage in said activities without harassment.
Legos.
Legos, comics, jujitsu, you name it. You gotta have time to get offline.
Are you a karate geek?
Yeah, who'd think? You may not know a Tauren from a Master Chief, but just because you may not get it doesn't mean he doesn't. No, he doesn't think it's pretty dang awesome. Side note, this is true for any hobby, really. If you haven't found a way to give your guy a couple of nights to do what he likes without interruption, you're going to find yourself single fairly soon.
Hey, I like this chick.
If you engage in the same activities and enjoy them, no fair just pretending, so you can be included, that opens up possibilities. Heck, girls like magic just as much as boys do, and any geek worth his salt loves a woman who knows how to rock the DPS. There's a 2A in here. 2A, note, geeks do have a tendency to lose track of time and may go over limit. Yeah, you think? Pulling your geek away from his hobbies may at times seem daunting, but I'm sure you can think of a way to get his attention, wink, wink.
Wink, wink. I like how you express the emoticon.
This is audio. I can't do a, you know, semicolon, minus, well, parenthesis.
Just kind of wink at the microphone.
I'll turn my head sideways on the webcam. How's that?
Yeah.
All right. Number three. This is getting real interesting. And, you know, I can see this from a number of different perspectives. My brain is going into manager mode and dealing with other individuals. So it's kind of fun to put this into different contexts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from the woman to a male geek thing. Number three. Let's talk about movies. Be fair. Really. Asking a guy to watch a chick flick is already asking a lot. Yeah. On a side note, I've never really understood why women ask that. I mean, why would you want to torment a guy? Grin. Don't you have girlfriends to go to the movie with? Okay, solution, trade-off. If you're going to ask him to watch Steel Magnolias, you better be ready to watch Buckaroo Banzai. Know what I mean?
You know what's funny? Is when you're reading the first part of the question there.
Yeah.
Or the first thing. The first thing I thought was Steel Magnolias, and when you got down to the bottom, it said, when you're going to ask him to watch Steel Magnolias.
It's either Steel Magnolias or Beaches, dude. Those are the ultimate chick flicks. Am I right?
The epitome. Yeah.
All right, be honest, Craig.
What's
have
that?
You watched either one or both of those movies?
Not Steel Magnolias. I think I watched Beaches or something one time. I don't know. Hey, I got lucky. See, when me and Kim first started dating, we both liked John Cusack movies, like the old cheesy ones from the 80s. So
yeah,
we watched a lot of that, not so much as chick flicks.
Aliens, that's a chick flicks, right?
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver was in it.
Snarky.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, you're right.
It makes it a chick flick.
Yeah, and there was that Vasquez girl, right?
There was a low triangle with the alien.
Yeah, well, the alien mother. You know, that was a heart. You know, that was a heart. They're babies. Think of it.
Think of it.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech.
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry. I just, you know, I've got to get used to this tapping on the touchpad thing. All I was doing is like moving it to the end of the playlist and it kind of spazzed on me.
Is that what happened with Wilmer?
Yeah. I'm just like queuing up things for later and
that's funny.
I don't know. Maybe I should disable the tapping of the touchpad and just go back to using the button. I'll learn.
Yeah, one day.
In the meantime, it's just funny, like, wow, what the heck? The show's starting over. You have hit a temporal anomaly.
Yeah,
please
right.
Sweep your hands and feet inside the podcast at all times.
Hey, I like that.
You may encounter temporal anomalies from time to time, like a restarting of the show or immediate ending. That's what happened to Steve Ricky Burke's promo last week.
I know. What? Yeah. Oh, was that what you did?
No. That one is a complete, I have no flipping clue. I'm trying to
complete
be nice
blank.
About the thing.
All right.
I suppose I could use the BSG terminology.
Yeah. Well, anyway, okay, let's go to number four.
Okay, number four. Buying him a present? Want to know what he wants? Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. Why? Hmm. Because geek males are horridly self-sufficient. You're going to buy him a book or a game that you'll be so proud of yourself that you remembered he wanted the new David Weber hardback when you were at the mall. But by the time you're ready to give it to him, he'll walk into the house with a bag from Best Buy or Borders because he got it for himself. Yeah, I'm looking at you.
Oh, how many times has that happened to you, Chuck?
Donna's pretty good about this, and after a while, we just kind of gave up on giving each other stuff, especially around Christmas. Mm-hmm. We'd go, you know, I need it. We can afford it. Let's go get it.
Yeah.
Now, we do have to clear things when it's over about $50 or $75. Like, honey, we really need a new, you know, whatever it is.
Car.
Actually, we were talking about buying cars. This isn't a bad time to buy. There's a lot of incentives and a lot of good deals out there.
Yeah.
But I'm really used to not having a car payment.
Yes. My new Beetle was 2003. There's no payment on it now. So, and it's still in great shape. So
my Toyota Sienna was paid for in cash. So I haven't had a car payment in 5 years. So it's a little hard to swallow, especially with other expenses on the horizon. So
wait, did you buy it new?
Yeah, it's 5 years old now, brand new.
You paid cash? What, would you win the lottery?
No, we had like some stock options or something. I forgot what it was. But now we want to keep that nest egg because as times are a little unstable, you want to make sure you have like 6 months salary. Well, you go buy a new vehicle for cash, there goes your 6 months salary. You go buy it for a loan. And although loan rates are good, it's still better to have 0% on something or pay outright. So live within your means. And, you know, but there are some really tempting deals out there. I mean, golly. You
know. Well, it is, you know what, at this stage of my life, it's like, I don't really want to buy a used car because if I'm buying a car, I want a warranty with it. So I can just go, here, you.
Yeah.
You fix it. I don't really want to screw with that anymore unless I have to.
The transmission fell out.
Oh, guess what? Let's take it back to the dealer.
Yeah. No, you tell the dealer to come and get his POS off my lawn.
True, yeah.
All right.
Well, that has nothing to do with what number four was about. Let's keep going.
That's what I like about this. We can just go wherever we want. Maybe this
you
one
know,
sent people to
I
call
like
in.
Silver Surfer and The Thing because...
What the heck?
actually looking at a poster of him on the wall.
That's my brain hurts. You just took another left turn.
You got hurdy brain?
Without signaling.
Yeah, without signaling.
Number five, lastly and perhaps most challenging, engaging the geek male in conversation. Obviously, you got through the door if you're reading this list and taking notes, but knowing how to communicate with the opposite sex is what makes or breaks any relationship. Learn how to speak geek, or at least learn to actively listen and listen to the geek in your life.
Hey, you are leet.
Just nod and say 101 a lot.
You were leet.
For reference, let's define what geek means. And for that, we call upon the words of a college professor, being a geek means possessing and being passionate about knowledge that no one cares about or considers.
Wow, that just defined our show.
And it says again, no one.
Oh, and speaking of which, we got no feedback, so I guess no
one. So you can see that the geek male is largely ignored throughout his natural life, even amongst his own people.
Yeah.
There is hope, because being male, geek males understand the logic of an argument, even if the rest of the natural world believes the argument to be nonsense. The key is to counter his geek with your own. There's got to be something inside you or easily accessible that you can call into discussion as a parallel to form an argument. Draw the parallel and you're good. You may not understand it in perfect context, but he will acknowledge your passion for it and your attempt at relating. He may also secretly wet himself a little.
Or scream like a little girl as he's running away. Oh, she's trying to talk to me.
Now, I don't know about that last one, because if you get one of these girls that's all about, say, shoes.
Shoes.
And you're talking...
Great. I got a shoe geek on my hands.
You're talking, you know, Star Wars prequels, 1, 2, 3. And they start going, oh, I can totally relate to Jar Jar as, you know, a pair of espadrilles or something. You're going, whoa, what?
Don't put the Jar Jar knowledge on your eHarmony profile.
Archangel SB in the chat room goes, a shoe geek? Listen, you got to remember what the definition is.
Remind the listeners.
Being a geek means possessing and being passionate about knowledge that no one cares about or considers. Right?
Right.
Right. So, yeah, you can be a shoe geek, you can be a football geek, you can be a car geek, you can be a whatever.
Wait a minute. I think we should add the words in the direct vicinity, because actually I possess knowledge that no one cares about, but you might.
Right. Yeah, I think it is a little narrowed about that no one cares about or considers. That was probably just a humor point.
In the house, maybe, but not outside. It's fair game outside.
Yeah, within your sphere of conversation at the moment.
See, I can be a photography geek, and yet I can go find plenty of them.
Right, right. Yeah, the internet's good about that, isn't it? You can really
love it.
Find your niche quickly.
Yeah, that's what Metallica found their niche quickly.
I'm kind of getting a strange twist on the Star Trek theme to seek out new niches and civilizations or something.
Yeah. Find intelligent life on the internet.
All right, should we wrap this one up? We appreciate it.
I think so.
That was fun, if not
Hey, well,
different.
Give us your feedback. If you go along with these or you don't, let us know.
Call the listener line, 206-222-CHAT, 206-222-2428, or email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. You know all the good stuff. Hey, you can also find us on Twitter. Craig recently updated the show notes, so I know what to say now.
Yeah.
You can find us, C. Tomasi, StepK, that's STEPPEK. It's kind of like Craig's first initial last name backwards.
Well, I kind of, you know, took it from, I've had that login forever, you know?
I know. So. And I use C. Tomasi when appropriate. Or, if you really can't remember either of those, just go to at Technorama. We'll catch it. Visit our website for all the other stuff. We can also find us on Facebook. I tend to hang out a little more on Facebook. I think Craig is a little more active on both.
Hey, I got an idea. Also, I do have a room on FriendFeed called Technorama. Yeah, I think it's just friendfeed.com/technorama. Go there, and anybody that joins, they can add stuff to the room as well. But I also have our, you know, our blog feed in there. But
do we have all those links, contact us, and all that good stuff on the website yet?
Actually, we'll be updating that as well.
Okay. We're still fine-tuning some of the things on the website, so
yeah,
stick with us there.
I plan on making some changes this week.
I'm not even going to go there. That's too wide open.
Dude. Okay, I'll cut that part.
We want to thank Mad Marv for providing all the great blog content during the week. Some of what you hear in the show is from there. Other stuff is, we don't know where it's from, just wherever we feel like. But Marv does a great job. Subscribe to the RSS feed and you will get all of that. Also, Ustream for keeping our modest live stream going on Sunday night. Join us if you happen to be around Sunday around 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. TruckChat.com/webcam to get all that good information. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. Also affiliated with Farpoint Media and all the shows over at farpointmedia.net. Until next time, do us a favor. Tell a friend about Technorama. It's the only way we seem to be getting the word out, and it's very effective. And until then, give me a binary high five, dude.
Dude is 101, dude.